Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings, only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something, because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategies that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. First step. If it's not in the calendar, it is a dead dream. What do I mean by that? You must have whatever your goals are, whatever you're seeking in your life, it has to be in a calendar. It has to be actually scheduled down. Otherwise, you won't do it. The way that the mind works is it is so attracted to new and distraction. Matter of fact, we can measure it. If you don't know anything about me, I'm a nut about neuroscience. I've been blessed to interview some of the smartest people on the planet in that realm and also study it now for 7 years intensely. And we know that when there's something new that comes in, we get this little dopamine drip, a little fire off in our brain that says, hey, you know, I like this. We are very attracted to new things, to novel things, and frankly, to distracting things. So if it's not in the calendar, we're not going to remember to do it. It must exist in the calendar. We have to have it there. If it's not there, we won't achieve anything. It must be in the calendar. What needs to be in the calendar? Well, you need completion deadlines, right? If your goal is to write a book, okay, I want to open up your calendar and you got to show me, when is that book done? Is it Thursday of next week? Thursday of next month? Is it Monday, 5 months from now? It must be. Go put it in the calendar right now. Whatever you dream of, put it in now. You want to quit your job? Put it in the calendar now. You want to find your ideal spouse or lover? Put it in there. It's okay if you don't get it, but we need to know that we have to put that intention. See, strivers, they kind of thrust their intention into the world and they land it into the calendar of the future. And then they start marching towards that baby intentionally. And that's what we have to have you do, right? So what's the deadline for whatever you are after? If it's not in the calendar, it is not going to happen. You need to have it there. Must be there. No holds barred. I don't let any of the clients I work with not show me a fully developed calendar, including these things. You need learning dates. If the completion date is 5 months out, I also need in the calendar, by what date will I have learned what that will help me get there, right? If my goal is to be in a certain shape at that amount of time, like I want to run a marathon by, you know, 5 months from now, then I'd say, okay, by this date, I must learn exactly what I need to start eating for these next 5 months. By this date, I must learn what's the best gear for me. I need to go and meet with somebody to find out what's the best shoes I should wear. By this date, I'm going to learn how to physically train to make that happen. By this date, I am going to learn how to mentally master, how other people have mastered their mind to finish that. We set learning dates in the calendar as much as we do completion dates. And because people don't do that, they don't complete anything because they get there and they say, well, shoot, I don't know how to do it. So they quit. We need to learn the how. So schedule it. Say, by this date, I will learn how to do this thing.
And that way, we really actually start having a learning journey map that gets us to a destination versus just hoping we have a destination. It's kind of like, I mean, it's almost impossible to drive a car without having milestones along the way to tell us if we're going in the right direction or not, right? And learning goals help us say, boom, it helps us advance and have a goal before the goal. Does that make sense? Learn something, develop competency. As you develop competency on purpose, then you will achieve your ultimate goal faster. It's very vital. Very vital. That one distinction could change your life forever, because most people I work with, even A players, they don't have their learning goals set up. And because they don't have those set up, they never achieve the ultimate goal. Second idea, you must reclaim your morning. And you've heard me talk about this in all of my work before. I've been perpetuating this even before our high performance studies really started coming out that revealed the power of this. It's absolutely vital that you take back your morning. What does that mean? It means, you know what, when you wake up, I want you to have a practice. Your first actions of the day should be wake up, get out of bed. There should be a glass of water there. Drink it. I have 20 ounces of water next to my bed. Boom, 20 ounces of water. Awesome. Then I set an intention for the day, for who I want to be, how I want to interact with other people. Got it. Awesome. Then I do some stretching or working out, depending on the morning, if I'm going to work out in the morning or not. No matter what, I stretch every morning to open up my body. I do some Qigong to stretch and open my body. Literally 15 minutes of activity, simple stuff, very simple. You might just go for a walk just to open up your mind and your body before you do anything else. Those must be your first actions, not checking your inbox. Never check your email inbox in the first hour of your morning, period. I don't care who you are, how important you think you are. I've done this with billionaires, and trust me, they're a little busier than you and I. I've done this with people who have schedules that would terrify you. I've done this with people who have teams that demand their responses and need them, and I still strip it away. I say, you can't check your email in the first hour. The first hour is a sacred time for you to set up the rest of the day for success. In that hour or so, we need to make sure that you've hydrated, that you've moved to open up your body, that you set some intentions. Maybe you read something inspirational. Maybe you write something inspirational. Maybe you eat a good, healthy meal. Maybe you get the kids off to school, but you are present in your morning experience and you're thinking about the day in a proactive way, versus doing what most people do. 68% of people had said, now wake up, roll over, grab their phone, and check their inbox or their messages. And doing that does one thing. It immediately checks you out of your life and into the demands and the agendas of other people. You've probably heard me say it in a lot of my work before. The inbox is nothing but an organizing system of other people's agendas. We must get out of the inbox. There is life outside the inbox. But if we go in the inbox and we reply in that first hour, we are ruined. We are going into a reactive state during the day. Never check, just period. Decide today, not in the first hour. If you got to set the timer on your phone or on your watch, then do it. Give yourself back that first hour. Get yourself in a healthy place. Before you open up your inbox, before you even do any work, I want you to think about the projects that you're working on that are important to you in your life and what you'd have to do to advance towards them. I want you to think about the people that you need to reach out to or you're waiting on a decision from. And I want you to reach out to them before you do anything else in your inbox. And your priorities. What are the things that must happen this day? Third, you must have a comrade or a coach. You need somebody in your life that you can check into. And I think that you need to realize that personal development and all achievement acceleration in your life, it's not an act of your genius. It's a result of social phenomenon. That the people that we are around affect us so dramatically, It is necessary for you to have a friend, an accountability partner, or a coach that you pay or work with that's going to help you take you to the next level. It's necessary, right? If you just got to come to our forum or jump into our Facebook group every single day to look for some inspiration and support, do it. But you have to realize you need a peer network of people who are striving with you, but you need a specific person. Who's it going to be? Is your mom and you going to talk about the process of you achieving your dream? Is it your spouse? Is it your best friend? Is it somebody, you know, who's mentoring you? You got to have somebody. And you need somebody who is an accept no excuse mentor or friend. Do you have somebody who kind of kicks your butt? I mean, somebody who's like, who won't let you be a victim, who will challenge you every step of the way. If you don't, your job is to get that. Now, some people say, well, Brendan, you understand, I don't have people like that. You're lucky. No. I didn't have them either. I went and found them. And people say, well, Brendan, the people in my life are negative. Should I dump them? I'm like, well, I think you should focus less of your time, energy, and effort towards them. And you should start maybe thinking about developing new relationships and new connections. We don't have to dump the, you know, look, we have family. Everyone's got family or friends that, you know, maybe aren't the most positive, but we don't have to cut all ties. What we have to do is develop the community or the people or the individual relationship of someone who will champion us on. Without a comrade, like if you're going to start working out, you need a workout partner. If you're going to change your company and the direction of your company forever, you better have a teammate with you on that journey, another champion. If you're the CEO, you better have your COO and your CFO and your CMO on your team, comrades in this game to change this business forever. If you don't have somebody who's your right-hand person, your go-to person who can support you and cheer you on, your goal must be to get that. Even as you're moving towards that goal, you must pick up people who are championing you on and checking in and keeping you accountable. Next idea, you have to quit what's wrong to get ahead faster. But don't quit what's difficult if it's right. What do I mean by that? Too many people are staying with what's wrong for too long. That's why they're not achieving faster. So you got to do that. You have to quit a lot of projects too before you start them. We'll give you the opportunity to evaluate. We'll teach you what to do, but there's lots of things you should just not start. You should look at the project and say, am I going to commit to that full force and make that happen? No, I'm out. Only do the things that you are absolutely passionate about making really happen in your life. Otherwise, don't begin it. Too many people wander into too many projects, and it's that wandering around into too many projects that makes them feel overwhelmed and lost. So what projects could you cut now? If you're not really committed to it, cut it. Get it out of your life. Minimize. Simplify. Because too many people, they think, you know, Arianna Huffington, who many of you know from founding the Huffington Post to her best-selling books, to being one of the greatest mentors for many of our great female achievers in the world today. She's a dear friend, and I've worked with her quite a bit. And I'll tell you, she has this great thing. She says, sometimes the easiest way to complete a project is to quit it. And I love that, right? And so, like, what projects do you have that just stop them? They're done. You got to cut it off. You're not going to do it. You're not going to complete it. You're not going to commit to it. Just quit. Focus on the ones that you will make happen. You will go faster. Second, leave friendships that are poisonous. Just leave them. If you have any friendships that are really poisonous, you need to quit those relationships. Look, you had a good time with them. Maybe they were high school buddies or college buddies, but now you've changed and they've changed and all they are doing is dragging you down. Tell them, hey, look, you're so poisonous around me. I love you, but unless you change, I gotta change. And you just have to be straight with people. It's absolutely necessary to quit those levels of relationships that are poisonous. Same thing with walking away from toxic environments. Look, the fastest way to achieve more is to quit more. And I know that sounds so crazy, but we're all doing so many things that don't make a difference. They don't, look, if they don't move the needle, we need to stop them. And we also need to be so self-aware that if we walk into a toxic environment, we meet somebody and we're outsourcing to them and we actually meet them and we're like, their lifestyle, their energy, their vibe isn't my own, we need to bail immediately. We cannot afford, if we're going to achieve a remarkable difference in the world and change our lives, we must not allow ourselves in toxic environments. We must exit them. You go to a party and you have a bad intuition about that party. You kind of look around, you just, there's something about it. It feels, you know, toxic or not good. Walk out of that party immediately. Don't say, gee, I hope it gets better. Get out. If you have an intuition that something is going to be toxic for you, leave. Because too many people wander years in bad environments, bad situations, bad relationships, and they needed to get out earlier, but they didn't decide that their life was worth it. They didn't decide to move the needle towards those things that will propel them forward, so they hung out with mediocre or toxic for too long, and it sucked the vibrancy of life away. Your job is to bring the joy. And you can bring the joy to lots of different toxic environments, but I'd rather have you bring the joy towards a joyous environment. It will amplify you faster, right? You can bring all the light in the world into a dark place, but the challenge is at some point, it's always going to be a dark place. So you need to, for yourself, choose to aim yourself towards more of what is positive and supportive of you. I know this is so basic, and as much as this is a practice, it really is a practice. It is a philosophy too. I mean, you should see, you know how many rooms I walk into? I scan it, I vibe it out for a little bit, I'm real with it, and I go, not for me. And I go, because I got things to do. I got people to change. I got people to support. I got important projects. And I won't waste my time in areas that are toxic environments or conversations. I never allow criticism and bitching and moaning around me. When if I walk up to four or five people and they're just like, oh gosh, the weather, oh gosh, did you see what she did? Oh gosh, I'm gone. I'm like, hey guys, good seeing you. Bam, I'm gone. I don't have time for that. I want to move the needle of the world. And I know you do too. Last, this is important. Be obsessive. Yes. Obsessive about three things. First and foremost, your level of energy and attitude. Be obsessive about it. If you're going to have a practice in your life that's really going to move your life forward, it's going to be a greater self-awareness and check-in and accountability for your energy, your attitude. Like that's the most important thing. That's the most important practice, to take care of your energy and attitude to achieve more. I know that's so basic. It's common sense, but not always common practice. How, your level of energy, how is it? Is it zero, you're dead? 10, you're vibrant and present. And I want you to challenge yourself to use your mind and condition your body in a way that you can show up in a place where you're just, you're energized, you're good, you're present, and your attitude is positive, because you will impact that situation in ways that are beyond your own expectations. You will start moving the energy of the world around you, and the energy of the world around you will sense this positive, powerful, conscientious, conscious person, and it will reward you. But you have to do it on a consistent basis, and you know your life will change when you decide that is a real intention for you. Second, commit to your habits and your routines. If you're obsessive about something, my habits, my morning habit doesn't change. I got a habit when I'm at home. I got a habit when I'm on the road. And I do not bust those habits. Those are law for me, right? I've got routines that I do to shoot these videos. If I don't do them, I don't do a good video. I've got routines that I run in my mind, things that I do when I meet people. And if I do those over and over and over again, if I'm committed to them, my life changes. If not, I get distracted. So commit to your habits and routines. If you're like, I don't have any habits or routines, Brendan, good. So what new habits or routines could you develop and stick to that would change the quality of your life for the better? You need to know that, and you need to start thinking about that. I'll give you some more as we go throughout the course. Finally, be obsessive about distraction removal. Get rid of it. Be obsessive about distraction removal. I mean, get rid of it. Be obsessive about distraction removal. I mean, get rid of it. No, this isn't an editing problem. This is me hammering one of the most important points of all achievement. Achievers remove all the blocks. They remove all the stuff, the distractions, and they're very focused towards making their difference. towards actualizing their self, increasing their life experience and their connection with the things around them. They're so conscious, and it's not easy, believe me, because the more successful you become, the more demands land on your shoulders. However, you can manage that weight if you get good at deciding which demands, of deciding what are the distractions. I want you to watch less television, consume less news, get rid of the trashy magazines, stop spending so much time on Twitter or Facebook or online perusing, right? If you use Twitter, use it strategically. If you use Facebook, use it. Use it to connect, use it to contribute and create, but that's it. Stop perusing, right? All this perusing online is stealing people's momentum towards their real ambitions. So stop the distractions immediately to the nth degree. I am obsessive about getting rid of the distractions. And that's why in a period of, 6 years, every year I've built a new million-dollar brand 6 years in a row. And people go, that's amazing. But they're not listening to what I'm saying. I only built one every year. I was obsessive. That's all I did that year. I minimized all the distractions around it, and I focused on making this one thing a vital success. Everything else, pushed out of the way. I didn't engage in a million things. How do I write a book? I get rid of all the distractions and I write the book. So it's necessary for you to do the same. Even if you lead a large company, your ultimate goal in a large company is to minimize distractions. One of the first things I do with Fortune 500 CEOs is get them out of about half of their meetings. I go, these meetings are sucking up your ability to create, guide, and lead. Get rid of them. They're distractions. They're not needle movers. If it's not moving the needle towards your growth, your contribution, your impact, you need to look at it and go, I need to get rid of it. If it's not a joyous thing for you, if it's not moving towards you, you need to start asking, how can I minimize this? How can I not have to deal with this as much? Could I delegate it? Could I drop it? Could I decide to focus on it later? It's a managing with an obsessive mind, distraction removal that will make you excel faster.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. Just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey
of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.